Capitol Hill will be a much different place come January. Republicans will take control of the House, while Democrats have fresh leaders. They picked as party leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York. He's the first black person to lead a party caucus in Congress. We're joined now by NBC senior congressional correspondent Scott Wong. Scott, hi again.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
So the big three party leaders for the Democrats will be Hakeem Jeffries, minority leader, Catherine Clark as party whip, Pete Aguilar as the caucus chairman, and they won on a voice vote, no opposition. So what should we make of this apparent party unity going into the next Congress?
Well, it was orchestrated by Nancy Pelosi and Hakeem Jeffries and many of the other top Democrats in leadership. They wanted to portray this really sweeping changing of the guard as a pretty seamless process, one that did not come with a lot of drama. They wanted to show that, yes, while they are in the minority, that they are competent, that they are unified. And they largely pulled that off, you know, with maybe a couple minor exceptions. But that was something that they wanted to portray while casting Republicans as in disarray. And so that is something they have accomplished so far.
Yeah. And Scott, this is a real generational shift here for the Democrats, isn't it?
It is, because you had the top three leaders, Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and James Clyburn, all in their early 80s. The new team looks much younger. Hakeem Jeffries is 58. Catherine Clark is 59. Pete Aguilar is only 43 years old. This is, you know, Generation X now taking the reins of the Democratic Party. It has been a long time coming. There have been very impatient Democrats who have been calling for this change for more than a decade. So to see it finally happen, I think a lot of younger Democrats certainly are very happy with the results.
Yeah. And kind of for the rest of us, what does a party leader really do? Nancy Pelosi, who led the House Democrats for a long time, was known for keeping colleagues in line, twisting arms through the night to get votes.
Exactly. And that role is really different in the majority versus the minority. Nancy Pelosi obviously was very successful in pushing key pieces of legislation from Obamacare to the Inflation Reduction Act through the Congress during her tenure. In the minority, where Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats are, it's much more of a messaging role. The messaging against the majority party, in this case the Republicans, they will be in a situation where they're trying to flip a handful of seats to win back that majority in 2024. It's definitely within reach. You know, they will be right on the cusp of perhaps winning the majority back in just 2 years.
Okay, and a couple seconds on the Republican side. Kevin McCarthy wants to be the next speaker. Does he have the votes yet?
He does not have the votes yet. He really can only lose about four of his own members on the House floor on January 3rd. That's the first vote of the new Congress. Already five Republicans have said that they oppose him, and they're threatening, many others are threatening that they will oppose him as well. So it's not yet clear how he gets to 218.
Scott Wong is NBC senior congressional reporter. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.